Okay, good evening. We're going to call the Ways and Means meeting for February 19th to order at 5:43. Okay. What's that? Yeah.
Legislator Giarantine?
Yes.
Legislator Mayo? Legislator Maloney James? Legislator Maloney Joseph?
Here.
Legislator Petit?
Here.
Legislator Rodriguez? And Chairwoman Archer?
Here. Okay. The first two resolutions have been postponed, so we won't be voting on those tonight. Resolution 29, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Catholic Charities of Orange, Sullivan, and Ulster, Department of Social Services.
Move.
I'm moving.
Second.
What resolution are we talking about?
29.
29. 329 or 29?
29.
The third Monday.
Approving the execution of a contract for Catholic Charities.
It was postponed from last week,
yeah.
Rich.
No, no.
Does he have a current agenda?
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Yes.
The first two were postponed.
I got laws and rules.
Oh, why no wonder. Why? Okay, he doesn't have a current. Do you have it now? Okay, good.
I did the same thing.
So we had a second, right?
Is this
have we a second? Did we have a second? I'm sorry. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Okay. Resolution 59, authorizing the replacement of the Sundown Bridge in the town of Denning in and for the County of Ulster, New York, at a maximum estimated cost of $970,000. And authorizing the issuance of $845,000 bonds of said county to pay part of the cost thereof. Moved?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in, yes.
Do we know if any, I'm going to ask this on a couple of these bridge projects. Do we know if we're crafting any of the long spans of our own with any of these bridges? Does anyone know that?
No, and this is for the bonding. Was in the last
I'm
meeting.
I'm asking about the project itself, mm-hmm. though.
I understand, but we voted for that at the last meeting, so.
Yeah, at this stage, this is a resolution to put the money aside. So what they've done is they've provided a description, which includes engineering and right-of-way acquisition and decking, but it's all estimates. They haven't actually gone out to bid yet.
I'm just more and more concerned with this Van Dale contract. I've come across some information that I think we really need to take a look at, mm-hmm. take a look at the contract itself, and I don't know how else to make sure we take a look at this unless I start...
Have you had a conversation with Tom Jackson?
I've talked to my own leadership. I don't know if Tom Jackson's going to be real excited to talk about the things that I'm coming across and the issues I have. I know the chairwoman Bartels has had a lot of issues with this Van Dale contract going back 15 years ago, but from what I'm seeing, it's something that needs possibly a legitimate investigation.
Okay, can we...
And I just don't know. I mean, they're very related. I mean, this is $100,000+ a year for 15 years, and I imagine that most of these projects are going to be working in tandem with our facility up there in some way, and to me they're related. I'm telling you, we have a problem here in this county, and it needs we need to have a conversation about the Van Dale Properties contract.
So yes,
and I'm willing to hold this up if I have to get that conversation. The people need this.
I'm sorry, do I have the floor?
Yes.
In last year's committee meetings of the Department of Public Works, we did discuss this facility with Tom Jackson and his staff. I think he'd be very open to having that discussion revisited. If there's additional concerns, it can be put in writing, and we could ask for that maybe Legislator Petit at the next DPW meeting?
We asked for a due diligence study several years ago, and it basically wasn't done, and it was part of legislation. So I'm concerned that this can has been kicked down.
Which legislation was that?
This was... Vicki could probably pull this for us pretty quickly. I may have it on an email. What was given to us was completely unacceptable by everyone that's seen it. And it was part of a... May 14, 2013, it was part of the resolve that the county executive shall do a due diligence in the examination of the possibility of placing this operation at another location. I mean, I don't know if we have the time or the stomach to dive into this right now, but I have quite a bit of information that we can't go on much further without looking into this. It's just
okay, but
and I
this,
don't know if we're gonna want an executive. You know, I don't know how much help Tom Jackson's gonna be.
Well, here's what I would say. This is for bonding. We have this up before us last week. This did not come up. We don't have anyone to answer these questions. So are we gonna hold up the bonding? When you didn't raise these questions,
I'm considering. You have not raised
the question in. When this came up for the vote,
Ways and Means can send. Could we take a look at it in the audit committee, perhaps? We could put it up to a vote to send it off to the audit committee.
What are we ordering?
What's that?
What are we going to order?
We could look into possibly a study into the contract. We're talking about Vandale Properties in regards to all these bridges and their relationship to that facility. And I have a lot of issues and. We've never gotten, I just talked about the due diligence study the executive supposed to do several years ago that he didn't. There was no due diligence there. I've come across a lot of information. I've spoken to you about some of it. I think we have an issue here.
How does that relate to the bonding of these bridges?
That's because what other leverage do I have to make sure the people of this county get a good hard look into the Vandale Properties. Would you agree, Chairwoman Bartels, that there may be some issues with this Vandale contract? From
this
what you've seen through the years?
This is not Vandale.
But how do we get down to Vandale? There's going
to
be large structures. The whole point, the whole justification for Vandale Properties is that we're saving hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on these projects that I'm voting on. I see a big correlation between Vandale Properties and me approving these bonds.
Okay, I mean, so you're asking me a direct question. So I think the Vandale conversation is a conversation we definitely can have. I don't want to hold up important infrastructure work in order to have that conversation. I don't think we have to hold up important infrastructure work in order to have that conversation. I mean, the who knows what the implications might be to not repairing our bridges. I don't want to.
They could be closed down. We have no clue where this one is.
This isn't being held up. There's four votes here out of the five. If I say no, it'll be a statement no.
Oh.
But I appreciate having this conversation. I probably wouldn't have got it unless we only had a few members here and there was a possibility of this being held up. I don't want to hold up infrastructure
that
well.
Do we know that Vandale is going to participate in this project?
We don't know.
Okay.
We have a lot of bridges. I'm going to be surprised if we can work on four or five bridges and not have any equipment. I've been asking this question. I did talk to you about it the other day. Mm-hmm. That goes into it. If we're not, we're working on five bridges.
And
why are we doing our own bridge fabrication if none of them?
Well, I think we can ask the question. I think we can.
Here's a chairman, ex-chairman of the committee.
Deputy chairman.
Dean, any of these bridge projects we're voting on, do you know if all of them, any of them, are getting help from the bridge fabrication that we do ourselves in-house up on Vandale?
I don't believe so. Not these three, right? They're the one that's all under the grant?
No, they're all in-house.
The three are in-house. This one, I think, is under the grant.
Right. The ones that are in-house are just beginning to do all the stuff from Vandale Road.
So, but the sundown is not.
This is the Cornell.
Is that the
right.
one that's contracted out?
That's
right.
The one where there's three together.
Yeah.
We are doing.
Could we?
Chairman Archer?
Could we vote on a possible subcommittee Ways and Means meeting that we only take a look at Vandale. This is something, Tracy, that I think you've been talking about, asking questions about, asking for studies. I mean, at some point, there's a difference between asking all these questions, talking about it, asking the exec to do a due diligence study, exploring buying the property yourselves or moving it to another facility because of real questions that you've had, but actually doing it.
I mean, I've been here for a year and a half. I think we can sit down and have that conversation even without calling for a subcommittee of Ways and Means. And in fact, that's probably a conversation through Public Works and Buildings and Grounds. That's a more appropriate place for it to be.
Okay. I've asked these questions for months now, and we started these questions midway through last year, and here we are today.
Well, I don't think we need to. My concern is putting at risk the repair of bridges at a time and not understanding the current condition. I mean, they're being prioritized based on, you know, their current ratings, and I would hate for us not to repair a bridge. I hear what you're saying.
I agree with you 100%.
Okay. I hear that you want to have a deeper dive and a deeper discussion around what gets done at Vandale. We have the ability to do that in Public Works.
Okay. All right. I hope we follow through. I'll be talking to you about it.
So we have a first and a second on 59. Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Nays? No? Okay. Resolution 61, authorizing the HVAC weatherization project for various county buildings in and for the County of Ulster, New York, at a maximum estimated cost of $896,416, and authorizing the issuance of $896,416 bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof.
Move it.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 64, authorizing the replacement of the Stonehouse Bridge in and for the County of Ulster, New York, at a maximum estimated cost of $200,000, and authorizing the issuance of $200,000 bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof. Motion to move it?
Move it.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 78, authorizing the replacement of the Stone Arch Bridge in and for the County of Ulster, New York, at a maximum estimated cost of $235,000, and authorizing the issuance of $235,000 bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof. Move.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 79, authorizing the replacement of the Enderley Bridge in and for the County of Ulster, New York, at a maximum estimated cost of $150,000, and authorizing the issuance of $150,000 bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof. Move.
Move.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 66, authorizing preliminary engineering expenses in connection with the replacement of the Maltby Hollow Bridge in and for the County of Ulster, New York, at a maximum estimated cost of $120,000, and authorizing the issuance of $120,000 bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof. Moved?
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 70, authorizing the upgrade to the countywide radio system for the County of Ulster, New York, at a maximum estimated cost of $575,721, and authorizing the issuance of $575,721 bonds of said county to pay the cost thereof. Moved?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Any new business? Old business? Kathy?
I'm hoping that the committee would look again at resolution number 55, that was included in committee last week with several members not in attendance. And I...
We're addressing that on the floor tonight.
On the floor.
On the floor.
And how we're going to be...
My understanding, we're going to suspend the rules on the floor. We need a 16 vote on the floor, and then we will call the question at that point.
Thank you.
Anything else? I'll take a motion.
No, actually, since that was brought up, I did get something today from the Catskill Mountain Railroad. Since there is funding out there, and we're looking at $2 million for the project, for the three parcels that are part of Resolution 55, but it is to put in more safety features along 209. So I'd like to bring that up publicly too, and I will be reaching out to Public Works to Tom Jackson. But I think it's important. You can't have a railroad crossing on a high speed.
I'm not sure what you're
like that. It crosses 209. The railroad crosses,
right,
209,
right.
And they brought up the fact, I mean, they're very much in favor of 55, of Resolution 55.
Oh, I see.
But they
okay.
also said, you know, there is other funding out there for this type of work, and they're looking to have some sort of controls put in along Route 209 to additionally ensure that no one is injured, either, you know, hitting the train or the train hitting a car.
Okay.
But I would like to bring that up since we're discussing further upgrades to the trail.
Okay. Make a motion to adjourn. Take a motion to adjourn. Yep.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll send that to you.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Did they send it to everyone?
No.
559. That would